With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The coronavirus outbreak has disrupted businesses throughout the Sacramento area. Now, several of those businesses are applying for relief through the Paycheck Protection Program, but it hasn't been an easy process so far. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Tell us more about Paycheck Protection.
Yeah, so it's a $349 billion program from the Treasury Department and the Small Business Administration, or SBA. And it was created as part of the CARES Act last month.
Well, what's the problem? Why hasn't it been going as smoothly as intended?
Well, the SBA is now acknowledging that it was so overwhelmed with applications that even its own system crashed. And the CEO of one local bank told us the program rolled out so quickly that its start was characterized largely by confusion for both borrowers and lenders.
Which local bank was that?
We're talking about Golden Pacific Bank, which is based in Sacramento. Bank CEO Virginia Varela says her staff arrived at the bank at 4 a.m. last Friday, which was the day the program launched. They found out, however, that at around 3:30 a.m., the Treasury Department said a different form needed to be used for the application, according to Varela. But Varela says that by 8:30 a.m., that decision to use a different form was rolled back.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a big mess. What about her customers? Was she seeing demand from businesses right away?
Absolutely. Varela says it was overwhelming. She says her phone was ringing every 10 minutes with calls from prospective borrowers on the program's first day. Because of that demand, Golden Pacific Bank, like many banks across the country, only processed loans for existing customers.
What about other banks? How is this affecting them?
Wells Fargo, the largest bank in the Sacramento region, stopped taking applications for the Paycheck Protection Program after the program's first day. Its lending capacity for the program ran up against limits that regulators placed on the bank's balance sheet after Wells Fargo's fake account scandal in 2016. When Wells Fargo stopped taking applications, many of its small business customers were outraged and even said they'd boycott the bank.
So people are really upset. What's the latest update on that?
Well, there was some good news for Wells Fargo's small business customers. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve said it would temporarily ease Wells Fargo's regulatory asset cap so the bank can lend more under the Paycheck Protection Program. In response, Wells Fargo said it would immediately expand its participation in the program and offer loans to a broader set of its small business and nonprofit customers.
All right, so Wells Fargo customers were calling for boycotts. What about customers at other banks?
Yeah, we've spoken to a variety of small business owners across the Sacramento area who have worked with different banks during this process. They've had varying experiences, but it seems like delays and confusion are common themes in many cases. There are also larger questions about whether the Small Business Administration is even up to the task of responding to the coronavirus. Complaints about the program, which was created and deployed quickly, are mounting.
This has got to be so frustrating for small business owners since so many of them need federal help right now.
Yeah, the Paycheck Protection Program is designed to help small businesses get through the coronavirus outbreak. Loans made through the program would be forgiven for businesses that preserve jobs. This is important because for many small business owners, the clock is ticking. There's that constant question of how many accommodations landlords will be able to make amid all this uncertainty.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at ssorichsacbiz, and you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.